Section 1.4. Man's total annihilation. Humankind is facing the worst situation it's ever going to encounter. Even if you don't believe what I'm saying, go ahead and visualize it for a moment. Assume it's rock-solid truth. I want you to accept the end of this age for mankind is real. Stop and seriously consider how you'd feel if you truly believed the end of our current time was indeed imminent. It will result in the death of almost every man, woman, and child on Earth. I guarantee such a time is approaching. I ask you, is it not without any doubt the darkest and most dire scenario possible? Can there be anything more dreadful and calamitous than the near extermination of everyone left behind? You might still be wondering, why would anyone say such a terrible thing? Because the Bible says it. I pose the question because I believe there is nothing more frightening than the total annihilation of all humankind. Many movies have been made on the subject. They are usually quite popular for the emotional response they invoke within us. The draw of such fantasy is Hollywood always has waiting in the wings some miraculous plan to save the day and find a way out of the coming calamity. The asteroid always gets destroyed. The aliens always get defeated. The nuclear war is somehow averted at the last second. Every solution usually happens just in the nick of time. There is always some last-minute answer found, eliminating the problem facing the whole of mankind. That's how it's done. Written into the script is some miracle, which winds up saving the day, and hence the world. The writers always seem to pencil in an ending we can live with. Few people will go and see movies of such genre, lacking a positive conclusion. That explains why the studios in Hollywood won't normally make a movie with a horrendous ending. Those movies are rarely a commercial success. As difficult as it seems, the prospect of a calamitous end for most of the citizens on Earth is what we are now facing. There will be no last-second miracle allowing us to avoid the coming global catastrophe. The events foretold are going to happen exactly as they have been written. God's final warning of the coming Armageddon would not make for a good movie. There's no cheerful finish following the climactic conclusion for most persons living in this final generation. The fact looming large is there's nothing you, I, or anyone else can do to stop it. We can't even alter it to the slightest degree. For most of mankind, there will be no hero entering the final scene, thereby saving the day. But the ending doesn't change the fact, each and every person still has a choice to make. Within our culture today, there's the very strong notion what we believe as a majority can somehow affect the outcome of every problem. Certainly, the majority has a loud and dominant voice in society. But the physical world is not ruled by the public opinion poll. There are many areas of reality where the opinion of the majority influences nothing. Opinions only carry weight when humans are in control of the outcome. When other phenomena determine the consequence of some event, human opinion is worthless. Like with the steering of a hurricane. It will go where the weather factors drive it. The fact everyone doesn't want it to hit their city matters not. Can you imagine what the community of scientific academia would be like if we selected the principal facts of physics based upon the outcome of public opinion? There would be utter chaos within the scientific realm. Despite the 13th century world believed the Earth was flat, Columbus did not fall off the edge. It's the same with the coming demise of mankind. It doesn't matter what opinions are held by your pastor, Sunday school teacher, or even professor. The fact remains, most persons have gotten many elements of prophecy wrong in the past. The only thing which matters right now is the truth. Okay, assuming you can accept the end of mankind might just be near, you might now be asking yourself, how bad can it really be? Let me tell you, everything within our world is on the verge of experiencing the most chaotic and turbulent time in man's history. If you believe things have been bad for us up to this point, let me warn you, you ain't seen nothing yet. We are all hurtling towards a time of such trouble, if God himself doesn't intervene, mankind will become extinct. The expiration of time on mankind's clock will mark the end of the age, to which the title of this book asserts we are nearing. Everything will be affected. For example, scientists now believe a large meteor impacted the Earth in the Yucatan Peninsula 60 million years ago. It hit near Chicxulub, Mexico. They believe this impact not only killed off the dinosaurs, but also led to the extinction of 95% of life on the planet. Try to imagine how dreadful such an event would be if it happened today. The coming time of trouble for man will be the same as it was for the dinosaurs. There is zero chance for survival, apart from the hand of God himself. Let's look at the reality of what we're facing, against what most people believe. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the fifth section, Fact versus Public Opinion. It can be found on page 11 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, Fact versus Public Opinion. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.5, Fact versus Public Opinion.